Listening Comprehension Part 3. You are going to listen to the beginning of a story about a detective agency. For questions 11 to 15, answer the questions with a maximum of 4 words, as in the example. You will hear the recording twice.
Ma Ramotswe had a detective agency in Africa, at the foot of Khale Hill. These were its assets. A tiny white van, 2 desks, 2 chairs, a telephone, and an old typewriter. Then there was a teapot, in which Ma Ramotswe, the only lady private detective in Botswana, brewed red bush tea, and 3 mugs, one for herself, one for her secretary, and one for the client. What else does a detective agency really need? Detective agencies rely on human intuition and intelligence, both of which Ma Ramotswe had in abundance. No inventory would ever include those, of course. She had a sign painted in bright colours, which was then set up just off the Lobatse Road, on the edge of town, pointing to the small building she had purchased. The number one ladies' detective agency, for all confidential matters and inquiries. Satisfaction guaranteed for all parties. Under personal management. There was an interview on Radio Botswana, in which she thought she was rather rudely pressed to reveal her qualifications, and a rather more satisfactory article in the Botswana News, which drew attention to the fact that she was the only lady private detective in the country. This article was placed prominently on a small board beside the front door of the agency. After a slow start, she was consulted about missing husbands, about the creditworthiness of potential business partners, and about suspected fraud by employees. In almost every case, she was able to come up with at least some information for the client. When she could not, she waived her fee, which meant that virtually nobody who consulted her was dissatisfied.
Now, listen again.
Ma Ramotswe had a detective agency in Africa, at the foot of Khale Hill. These were its assets. A tiny white van, 2 desks, 2 chairs, a telephone, and an old typewriter. Then there was a teapot, in which Ma Ramotswe, the only lady private detective in Botswana, brewed red bush tea, and 3 mugs. One for herself, one for her secretary, and one for the client. What else does a detective agency really need? Detective agencies rely on human intuition and intelligence, both of which Ma Ramotswe had in abundance. No inventory would ever include those, of course. She had a sign painted in bright colours, which was then set up just off the Lobatse Road, on the edge of town, pointing to the small building she had purchased. The number one ladies' detective agency, for all confidential matters and inquiries. Satisfaction guaranteed for all parties. Under personal management. There was an interview on Radio Botswana, in which she thought she was rather rudely pressed to reveal her qualifications, and a rather more satisfactory article in the Botswana News, which drew attention to the fact that she was the only lady private detective in the country. This article was placed prominently on a small board beside the front door of the agency. After a slow start, she was consulted about missing husbands, about the creditworthiness of potential business partners, and about suspected fraud by employees. In almost every case, she was able to come up with at least some information for the client, When she could not, she waived her fee, which meant that virtually nobody who consulted her was dissatisfied.
This is the end of the exercise.